In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the Luis and the Light of the Divine Will, and this is something that is so important for us to understand, is this light that we're entering into. It's the light of Jesus. It's the light of Mary. It's that era now that's very close, this era of sanctification that God is granting to the earth, is giving to the earth. And our Lord wants us to really become aware of it's a new and divine way of holiness. This is the thing that's so wonderful. A new and divine way of holiness is how we're supposed to be living. And so Jesus is going to show us the way and the how this is going to happen. And that's with this great gift of the divine will. And he needs us just to say fiat, let it be done as you say. So we're continuing with volume 22, June 12th, 1927. And Jesus says to Luisa, "Luisa, my daughter, the one who lives in my divine will drinks light." Now we remember the lady at the well. Jesus says, "If I can give you, if you're thirsty, I can give you this water to drink, this life to drink, and you'll never be thirsty again." And you know, this was Jesus getting the world ready for what he is going to give to the world. And so he's this light, this life, this love of God, this great gift of the divine will, he wants to give to everyone and to everything. And this is why our God is so generous with us. He's given us the opportunity to embrace what he gave to Luisa. So Luisa put everything down on paper. That's the book of heaven. Jesus, this is the name Jesus gave to the book of heaven. And it's for those souls who want this abundant life. So he says, the one who lives in my divine will drinks light. So here we're talking about a divine reality with human terms. How do you drink light? What does this mean? And this is what we find in the book of heaven, is it's the language of heaven. Jesus teaches us what this means to drink in this light. And he says, and just as light is such that while one sees it and enjoys it, others too can see this light and enjoy this light. He says, it's the same for my most holy divine will. So this light that Jesus is offering us to drink will emanate from us. And this is, we've talked about how the saints have a nimbus around their head, a halo around their head. And this is how you describe the saints. When you describe our Lord and our Lady, they're always with this divine light emanating from them. And what is the reason for this? Jesus says this. He says, in giving itself to the soul, this light, as light, it invests the soul completely. It bilocates her whole interior and gives light to each thought of the creature. So here, Jesus is talking about this bilocation. He says that's one of the main gifts that he gives to the souls in the divine will. And it's not the bilocation of the saints. It's the way God wants to bilocate into us. So this light invests the soul. This light bilocates the interior into the interior of the soul. It gives light to every thought that the soul has. And then he says, it bilocates to every word that the soul speaks, and therefore gives light to the words of others. Okay, so when we've mentioned this before, as each of us reads the divine will, what happens at that point is someone in the world is now invested with these words that Jesus spoke. They begin to live this life that Jesus spoke to Luisa. And as we read someone like we've mentioned on the other side of the world, all of a sudden begins to say, yes, I want to live in the divine will. They are the souls of goodwill, the peace on earth to men of God's will, of goodwill. So if they have this desire to be faithful to God, obedient to God, because Adam was unfaithful, Adam was disobedient. What happens at that point, Jesus says, this divine will is spreading its light through all the world. See, the face of the earth is changing. Our job is to begin to recognize what God is doing. Okay, he says this gift of the divine will, he bilocates, is the soul strive to live in the divine will little by little. It's not the fullness yet, but little by little, as we strive to put into practice what Jesus taught Louisa, other souls in the world begin to live this life as well. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, as we speak, now think about this, just being kind to one another, being charitable to one another. As we speak, this light of the divine will is showing, illuminating souls around us. Who's doing it? Are we doing it? No. God is doing this. And this is what he says, giving itself to the soul as light. It invests the soul completely, and then it bilocates the whole interior of the soul and gives light to each thought of the creature. It bilocates every word that the soul speaks and gives light to those words of others. All of a sudden, it's this, we're leaving darkness. We're leaving the darkness of our human will and beginning to live the light, the true light of Jesus, the true light of Our Lady, the new Adam and the new Eve, the light, the life, the love of God is now, we're sharing in that divinity. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. When we do that, everyone around us is affected. So as we read the divine will and put this into practice, who is there in your, at your house? Is it you, or is it Jesus and Mary? Is it the new Adam and the new Eve? Are you bringing comfort and joy and light and life to the souls around you? If you are, then you're learning how to live this life. There's no more arguing. There's no more misery. There's no more selfishness or self-centeredness anymore. See, this is what Jesus is doing. As you read what he is speaking to Louisa, his words are transforming us, transmuting us, as he says. So that when we enter into this life and of reading, studying, and putting into practice, even if you're alone in your room and you're reading, the face of the earth is being transmuted, transformed. The kingdom is being established on earth as it is in heaven. This is what St. Louis de Montfort says. He says, in the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the world, history of the church, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So listen to what he says. This light, giving itself to the soul as light, invests the soul completely. That's what God is doing each day, each and every day as we read. He's doing it. All we're doing is cooperating. When we read Jesus saying to Louisa, you must write everything I say. He's saying to us, you must read everything that I said to Louisa. As we read it, he expands our capacity to enter into a greater light, a greater life, a greater love of God that we didn't have a second before. He says to Louisa, what would take hundreds of years to do, you could now do in weeks. What has changed? What has changed is Jesus has given us, through Louisa, the way and the how the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Now think of what Jesus calls this book. He says the book of heaven is the gospel of the kingdom. It's not replacing the gospels, but the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew 24, it says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom can't come. What does this mean? Jesus is showing us the way and the how he, the Lord God Almighty, is going to do this through his children. And all this, all that his children are going to do is they're going to enter into this light. Like Jesus says, you are the light of the world. He says, you are the salt of the earth. How can we become that? We're miserable human beings who have to go to confession each week. How are we the light of the world? And he says, because it's his light in us, not ours. And so that's what he's saying. He's saying it bilocates the word that this person is speaking to the words of other souls. The other souls are entering into this light. As we enter into this light, everyone else is entering into this light. The whole world is changing. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of the evil one. That's what's happening all throughout the world today. It's a new beginning for humanity. This is what Pope St. John Paul II said. We're now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. This gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that Jesus gave to Louisa now is offering to us, is ours if we wish. We can begin to live this light, this love, this life of God peacefully, joyfully, happily. Why? Because it's heaven. Heaven is coming to earth. May the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven, is what God is showing to us. He's asking us to begin to live this true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. Why? Now is the time that this begins. That's why, I mean, everything makes perfect sense. What Our Lady says in Akita, if we don't turn, if we don't change, what's coming is fire and brimstone to the earth. What Our Lady say to Bruno? My children are going to live in eternity where they belong. They're going to witness, they're going to participate in the beatific vision, where the children of Lucifer will always be trapped in time and space. Everything is happening right now. And our Lord is asking us, are you willing to say yes to God so that he can accomplish what he has planned? He's going to do it anyways. And he's saying, I'm trying to get as many people as possible to be with me, to enjoy what's coming, to celebrate what's coming. As Jesus says, this wedding feast of God and man. So this light, it's like you watch a play and the lights come on. As you're in darkness, the lights come on, and then the play is there. This play is what God's planned from the beginning. He is going to accomplish what he planned for Adam and his children. Even though the evil one got in the way, even though the evil one has been in control, it's over. The kingdom of darkness is over. The kingdom of light is here for those who want it. And as we enter, as we read, as we study, as we enter into this light, there's no more darkness. The peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven is with the souls who give their fiat. Why? This is what Our Lady did. This is what our Lord did. This is what they taught Louisa. This fiat, this yes, is what God is waiting for each and every one of us. Now, we can talk about ourselves and be miserable, or we could talk about God and be joy-filled, peaceful, and happy. Jesus wants us to become aware of who he is, who his mother is. And that's why they spoke to Louisa. This living in the divine will is the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So Jesus says this, this light to each thought, this light to each word, this light bilocates her works, her steps, and gives light to everyone around you. See, this is why Jesus said, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your coworkers don't want this. Even the parishioners don't want this. Why? They're pretty satisfied with what they want. They're miserable, but this is what I got. This is what I want. This is how I want to live. Jesus says, what I want to give to you is my life, my mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve of peace, joy, and happiness. So as we enter into this light, even though we don't really recognize it at this point, this light gives light to every thought. It bilocates our words. Others begin to live these words, entering into this light. They're seeing things differently. They're understanding things differently, even though they can't put it into words. Their life is changing. How? What Jesus and Mary are doing in the souls who are linked to Louisa. God is doing this. It bilocates her works, her steps, gives light to those all around you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to correct anybody around you. This is what I found. Well, we got to correct everybody around us. Jesus, I mean, what did he say to Mary Magdalene? Who has condemned you? Mary Magdalene said, no one. And he says, neither do I. Jesus isn't here to condemn. Jesus here is to give light to those in darkness. He says, sick people need a doctor. Healthy ones don't. If you're self-righteous, you don't need anything. You don't need God. But when we know that we are living a life that is not according to what God wants, God says, I will help you. Come to me. He says, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. That's what Jesus has told his apostles. That's what he's telling us again. And so now is the time when everything's going to change. And a lot of people are doom and gloomers. Oh, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be tough. Jesus says it's like a birth. The pains are going to get more intense. The pains are going to be more frequent. And then the birth of the child. And then what does he say? You forget about the pain because of the birth of this child. That what we're entering into is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, it's going to be tough because of the fall of humanity. But Jesus has redeemed us. When we go to Jesus and Mary, everything works. Everything works. And now he's saying, I'm going to show you how to live in this light, this life, this love of God. So he says, light possesses the true and perfect bilocation. So again, he's not talking about the bilocation of the saints because it wasn't true and perfect bilocation. He's now showing us what is coming for the earth, for all of humanity, not just for the saints of the last 2,000 years. It's a new beginning for humanity. And he says, as you begin to read and study, put this into practice, you enter into this light and everything changes. You begin to see things that you've never seen before. You begin to understand things that were hidden. Why? It's a new beginning for humanity. Well, it's really not new. Jesus says, it's what I gave to Adam. It's the oldest gift to go back to be in God's image and likeness. This is what's coming. So as he says, through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with this gift of the divine will, we enter into God's likeness. So Jesus says, this light that possesses the true and perfect bilocation, while it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each soul who wants to enjoy it, who wants to see it, who wants to possess it. See, God's doing this, not us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. The only thing that God wants is, as he says to Louisa, would you get out of the way and let me do this? Let me accomplish what I, God, have planned. He says creation was a divine decree of God. Redemption was a divine decree of God. Now sanctification is a divine decree. It has to happen. It's going to happen. Whether we want to work with Jesus or not, it's going to happen. And then he says everybody has to have what they want, what they're living for, you have to possess. If it's the things of the earth, everything's going to disappear. Jesus says, it would be like a man running through a burning house. You lose all that you have possessed. Because the earthly things are not what God wants for us. Our God wants us to possess heavenly, divine things. Remember what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. That's us, nothing, into that cup filled with wine. And the drop fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. So what Jesus teaches Louisa is how to fuse yourself in the divine will, how to weld yourself to God so that you're never separated from God again. That's what's coming to the earth. This life, this light, this love of God is going to consume the world in love. And he's offering this to us. Do you want to participate in heaven? If your only goal is the things of earth, how sad that is. How sad that is. It goes back to that rusty penny that Jesus wants to take from us. He says, all that you possess is a rusty penny. That's our human will. He says, give it to me and I will share with you my divinity. I will share with you billions of gold coins. And we say, but if I give up my rusty penny, I don't have it anymore. And God goes, that's right. Your misery, your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin is not yours anymore. He says, I died on the cross. It's nailed to the cross with Jesus. It doesn't belong to us anymore. And what Jesus is saying is he's saying, I want to free you of your misery. Read the three appeals. It's very, very clear that our God is tired of the way we're living. And he says, and I want you to enter into this infinite ocean of love. I want you to enter into this infinite ocean of light. Look at what he says. He says, this light possesses true and perfect bilocation. It has the virtue of bilocating for each soul who wants to enjoy and see this light, this life, this love of God. The veil over our eyes is lifted. We begin to see people who've had near-death experiences. The veil was lifted, and for a short period of time, they saw. Even though it was still veiled, I mean, they weren't completely in heaven. They were close. They saw Jesus. They saw their relatives. They saw their friends. The veil was lifted. Why? We're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II said. He said, so Jesus says, the Son is one. And yet how many enjoy the Son? How many see the Son? How many are in the light of the Son? It affects the whole world. He says, much more so for the Son of my divine will. He says, the Son that the soul drinks, the Son that fills the soul completely with its light. And though it is one, has the virtue of bilocating for each thought, each word, each thing that we do, every thought, word, and deed, every act, word, and step, and forms the enchantment of this divine light. We enter into this light, this life, this love of God that is not seen with human eyes. It's to be seen with the divine perspective. It's to be seen through the intellect, the sight of Jesus. Jesus wants us to see things from a divine perspective, not a human perspective any longer. This is why he came to earth. He says his holy humanity was here so that we can now share in his holy humanity. We can participate in this life of Jesus, this light of Jesus. So this is really an amazing time to be alive. Jesus says in volume 22, August 9th, 1927, my daughter, in order to form a greater light, it takes more heat. Light and heat are inseparable from each other. So here Jesus is telling us something natural. So supernatural is based on the natural. What's happening worldwide is natural, but it's getting us ready for the supernatural that's coming. He says, if there is light, there must be heat because the nature of light is heat. The nature of heat is light. However, if one wants great light, it must take much heat, and both equal forces together form this life, their life. Now, the soul who does my divine will and lives in my divine will receives the life of light, the life of heat from God. You see what's happening? It's not human. It's divine. May we share in the divinity of Christ. And as the soul thinks about my divine will, she forms the heat. As we meditate on what Jesus is saying, this heat is beginning. It's transforming us, transmuting us. If the soul speaks about it, she adds more heat. If the soul operates in order to fulfill the divine will, she doubles the heat. As she walks on its ways, she multiplies the heat. See, it's everything that you think, say, and do. It's producing. The light is getting warmer and warmer because of what God is offering to us. The light becomes brighter. The light becomes stronger. The light extends and expands more. So there is not one part of the soul of her being that does not spread these rays of vivifying light. More so, since the soul possesses the source of light, which is my supreme will, she can give it to anyone and everyone around her. It's light. It's life. It's love of God. What the Lord is asking of us, he says, are you willing to enter into this? This is infinite. Are you willing to say yes so that you can begin to enter into this? This lasts for all eternity. And each moment, each microsecond is you're entering into more and light, more light, more heat, more love. The more you're entering into participating in God. That's what the prime act of God is. We're giving a talk on that next Saturday. And wait till you enter into this prime act of God. God isn't like us. You have $100 and you say, well, I can give you a dollar. I can give you 10. God is saying, I want you to participate in everything that I am. That's how generous he is with us. As much as you want, or as little as you want. He's gratuitous. When we have 10 people in a parish and 12 people come in and you've only got 10 hosts at Mass and you break the host, it's not just a particle of Jesus or a piece of Jesus. It's all of Jesus, even though the host might be broken. That's our God. He's gratuitous. He's generous. He's constantly giving. And he says, I want you to participate in this. So as we read and study, this heat in us multiplies. It becomes brighter, stronger. It extends and expands more. So there's not one part of our being that does not spread the rays of vivifying light. Your smile gives light and life to everyone around you. Your happiness gives peace, joy, and happiness to people around you. It's to be, participate in Christ's holy humanity as much as you want. Jesus was peaceful. Jesus was joy filled. He wants to share that with us. He wants us to enter into the happiness of heaven while on earth. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Not a little bit, but as much as you want. So Jesus is saying you could become brighter, stronger, expands more, because this spread of these rays of vivifying light are emanating from you as you read. And that light is so strong that, like I said, people on the other side of the earth are experiencing it. They don't see us. But this light is getting brighter and brighter and brighter. The darkness is disappearing. Jesus says it's the sunrise. This is why when you listen to the dawn of a mystery, the dawn of what's coming, that's Luisa. Luisa is the beginning of no more darkness. And so Jesus says to Luisa, this is what I've given to you. Now write down what I'm telling you so others can have what I've given to you, Luisa, as much as they want. So Jesus is saying this light, this life, this love that he's breathing into us, that we're drinking, that we're swimming in, that we're drowning in this infinite ocean of love. He says, I want to give to all of humanity. So he's asking us, would you be willing to possess this gift as much as I gave it to Luisa? And when we say yes, he goes, good, prove it. Prove it. So what does the proving mean? Reading, studying, and putting this into practice. He says, when I find the souls who want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world. He hasn't given it to the world yet. Why? The kingdom's not here fully. It's little by, we're getting glimpses. So Jesus says, from this, you'll be able to comprehend how creatures possess as much light and heat for as much contact that as they have with my most holy divine will. The more we read, the more Jesus is sharing with us his divinity. And it's light, it's life, it's love. It's to begin to respond to the priest's prayer every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. This is why everything of earth just disappears. It's not important. You know, it's to begin to live this life of heaven on earth, this life of Jesus and Mary, this light, this love, this love of God, this life of God, this beauty of God. He wants to breathe in us. He wants us to drink it. And we can. How? By reading. So he says, you will be able to comprehend how much we possess this light, for as much light and heat, as much contact, reading, studying, putting into practice with my divine will, for as much as they try to fulfill it in their actions. So we begin with the prevening act in the morning. Well, the first thing we do is we go to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to be fused with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to be fused with you. And Jesus says, good, how are you going to do this? And you say, well, this is what you taught Louisa, that you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa are the reflection of the Trinity on earth. So I want to fuse myself with you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. God goes, good. How are you going to do that? And you go, well, you taught Louisa how to fuse yourself with creation, that it becomes yours, redemption, that it becomes yours, and begin to live in sanctification. God goes, good. Why do you want to do this? And you go, well, because I want to live in the divine will. God goes, good. What's the reason that you want to live in the divine will? And you go, because I want to enter the prime act of God. I want to participate in God. As you breathed into Adam, this is what I want to breathe in. God goes, good. So then he says, what are you doing when you first wake up? And you go, my prevening act. And then what happens is you're fusing yourself with our triune God. Everything of creation belongs to you. That's why we pray the rounds. It's praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God for all the I love yous of all of creation. It belongs to you. It belongs to each and every one of us. And then he goes, good, good. Now, what about redemption? Oh, I want everything that you and the Blessed Mother went through, especially on Calvary. I want to take all of your precious blood. I want you to wash my soul with your precious blood. I want you to wash everything in me. I want to be purified of all that is worldly and enter into everything that is divine. God goes, good. See, he has to see what we're doing. It's not magic. There's a reason for everything. And as we read the book of heaven, he begins to explain everything to us. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to become aware of what he gave to Louisa. It's not magic. So Jesus says this. And if this is not so, if you don't read, if you don't study, if you don't try to fulfill everything, if this is not so, even if one could see them doing good, it is a good without life. If it's not done on the divine will, Jesus says, I want my children to share in divinity. That's what I breathed into Adam. I don't see it yet. I see my children doing good things, holy things, saintly things. This is what we've learned from the saints. And this is wonderful. That's really volume 1 through volume 10. Jesus says, now I want you to live in the divine will. And he says to Louisa in volume 11, I shared this with no one else yet. And now I give it to you, Louisa. So through you, Louisa, the world can begin to understand how to live in the fullness of this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is what I breathe into you, Louisa. And now put it down on paper, and people will long to receive this gift of being filled with the Holy Spirit, living in the divine will. That great day is coming. Jesus says, get ready for it. The new heavens and the new earth. Yesterday is reading of Isaiah. I'm producing new heavens and new earths. Everything's going to change. And a new and divine way of holiness. That's what's coming. So the Lord is looking at us and he's saying, do you want to participate in this gift? It's the gift of gifts. It's the prodigy of prodigies. He says, I could give a human no greater blessing than to participate in this apostolate, participate in this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's ready to consume the world in love. This is what's coming. So Jesus says this. He says, and if this is not so, that this life, this light, this love is found in the book of heaven. He says, even if you see somebody doing something good, holy and saintly, it is a good without divine life. It is without divine light. It is without divine heat. It is superficial virtues that form a painted light, a painted heat that when touched are found cold without the good of a vivifying life that gives life. This light gives life. God is saying, what I'm going to offer to you is something that's extraordinary. It's what I gave to Adam. But more than that, it's my true life and my mother's true life, the new Adam and the new Eve. You're not going to fall as Adam fell. Why? It's Jesus as the new Adam. It's Mary as the new Eve. They can't fall. This is what they breathed into Louisa. And now Jesus says, I want to breathe this abundant life in each and every one of my children, if they want it. So some, like I said, someone on the other side of the world who's living a life of faithfulness and obedience to God, what's happening at that point is this, when we live in the divine will, it's giving light to them. Everything begins to make sense to them. Anybody of goodwill, God is breathing this gift to all of humanity. He's getting everyone ready. And every faith, every denomination is getting ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God loves his children. He's calling all of his children to come to him. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's God's plan. That's God's dream. And it's very close. When Jesus finds the souls who want to live in the divine will, when this happens, there's no stopping what God's going to do. It's a divine decree. And so little by little, your family is changing. As you grow in the divine will, your family is growing in the divine will, whether you see it or not. Why? He says, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures, in the midst of your family. If you're reading Louisa, you're being transmuted. You're being transformed. And so this light is given to your family. The things that bothered you before don't bother you anymore. Why? You've entered into this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. This is what's coming. And he's offering this to us. He's saying, would you be willing to let me, the Lord God Almighty, transmute you so that all of humanity can have the possibility of entering into this life? Because Jesus says, I don't want to lose anybody. So what do we do? What do we learn in the divine will? We learn to repair and redo. That's our job. When we see something that's terrible, hear something that's awful, we say to the Lord, thank you for showing this to me. Thank you for making me aware of this, Lord. Lord, I now want to repair this as if this didn't happen. I want to redo this as if this didn't happen because it's offending you, God. And basically it's this renewal, this repair. This is what we pray when we pray the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. This is the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle in them the fire of your love, which is the divine will. This light, this heat, this fire of the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. God's doing this. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. If you're worried about your family, begin to live in the divine will. Jesus says, I'll take care of everything. You do what I want, Jesus says to Louisa, I'll do what you want. So what do we want? We want our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. We want humanity to enter into heaven. We want them to participate in this beatific vision as Our Lady predicts her children are going to participate in. This has to become our life. The things of the world, God bless everybody, but our focus should be that of heaven. And if we begin to live heaven, the world is getting ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said to Louisa, he says, the reason I rose from the dead is so that you would rise from the dead before you die. What is the death? It's the human misery that Adam switched. He said to God, I don't want your divine will. I want to live my human will. I want to do it my way. God said, okay. And then what happened? Jesus says, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth. Where did humanity have to go after paradise? He had to go be with the one that Adam chose. He didn't choose to listen to God. He chose the lie of Lucifer. That's where we are. But the time of Lucifer has come to an end. The kingdom is coming. 2,000 years of praying, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, is being fulfilled right now. The time of the reign of the evil one is come to an end. His 100 years is over. It's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says we have to begin to choose heaven, no longer earth. Choose heaven so that the kingdom can be established here on earth as it is in heaven. See, Jesus says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. I want my divine will to reign as it reigns in heaven. I want my divine will to reign on earth. So all that's happened for these 6,000 years, Our Lady is crushing the head of Lucifer. She's crushing his head. His kingdom is coming to an end. And if you step on the head of a snake, the snake's tail goes all over the place. That's what's happening. Her job is to get rid of the evil one who has brought us basically to his paradise, his evil, his hell. And even though on earth, Jesus has redeemed us and now Jesus wants to sanctify us. This darkness is coming to an end. We are going to see clearly this light, this love, this life of God established on earth as it is in heaven. God wins. Again, we're going to go through some tough times. I look at it as like a stagecoach going full blast through a field filled with potholes and hills and valleys. We're bouncing all over the place, but God wins. And he has chosen us to live at this time. He has predestined us to live at this time. And we have to have the light, the life that Joan of Arc had. You know, I was born for this time. And the grace of God is with all of us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood of the flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.